Hello, everyone. This is Jay Watts here with AFM. I want to thank you for your patience in receiving our newsletter. In the past, our communications have been printed, but I thought it would be more personal for me to change that format to audio. So what you can expect in the weeks and months to follow will be my personal series of short reports on topics related to healthy building practices. It's what I like to think is the foundation of what our company AFM stands for. But before we get into that, I just want to back up for a minute and reflect on how 2020 hasn't exactly gone according to plan. Trips have been canceled as we've worked, done school, and literally all the things from home. And suddenly, our homes are working overtime to fulfill all of our needs. It's left a lot of us feeling stretched thin and in need of a retreat or even an escape hatch. I know I feel that way. You know, my friend Sarah Walker says this year has actually offered us an invitation to take the best of what was along with the best of what is and design the life we're going to live from here. I don't know about you, but taking care of my physical and mental health daily is at the top of my list. Sarah is an interior designer and an expert in wellness for the home. She believes now more than ever that healthy interior design is essential to supporting our physical and mental health. It should come as no surprise that I agree. As Sarah says, our homes are the backdrops of our lives, and they have the power to nurture us and give us the strength we need for the work we're called to do and the people we've been given to love. Or they can rob us of the last bit of energy we have left, compromising our health with hidden toxins and really leaving us desperate for a place to recharge and restore ourselves. Are you ready to create a healthy retreat in your own home, dedicated to your physical and mental well-being? You want to know the number one room you should transform to create that sense of calm, wellness, and success you so desperately crave? Here's a website I want you to check out. www.dwellingwelldesignacademy, all one word, dwellingwelldesignacademy.com, to check out something really special Sarah has created to help you do just that. So let's get on to the nuts and bolts of our newsletter here. Many of you have been maybe familiar with the podcast I co-host with Andy Pace of the Green Design Center in Wisconsin called Non-Toxic Environments. If you aren't, I encourage you to check it out by scrolling down our AFM Safecoat homepage where you'll see the show link. Andy's archived all of our podcasts, which include a wide range of topics related to healthy building. We've got some fine interviews that are interspersed as well. I really believe you're going to enjoy them and hopefully learn things as well. So here's item number two. In each audio newsletter, I want to include some discussion of our Safecoat products, their best uses, application tips, and problem-solving ideas as well. Today, I want to get started with the product that's our oldest product in our line called Safecoat Safe Seal. This was the first AFM product developed way back in the late 80s. Originally, it was formulated as a response to an off-gassing problem at a newly remodeled hospital in the Northwest. So here's how the story goes. A wing had some major work done, painting, carpeting, caulking, etc., you name it. When patients were reintroduced to that wing of the hospital, they immediately started reacting to all the chemical off-gassing. Of course, immediate evacuation followed. They had to get all those patients out of that wing. The administrators needed an immediate solution to this pollution problem, obviously. Enter AFM Safe Seal. Safe Seal was applied to all the painted surfaces, and within days, the off-gassing was abated, with patients able to safely return to the ward. Great story, great solution. So fast forward now to the Safe Seal of today. The formulation now is restricted to use on porous structural surfaces. Example, particle board, plywood, OSB, which is oriented strand board. Here's the caveat. These surfaces can't be ones that experience human touch or require surface cleaning. That's because Safe Seal is a very soft coating that in multiple coat applications retains a dry tackiness, much like the back of a post-it note. I made a short video on the Safe Seal page on our website, quickly covering these points, so check that out. In a situation where we know we need to control formaldehyde, and it's on a surface described earlier, Safe Seal in a three-coat application can reduce emissions by 100%. We've documented the containment characteristics of SafeSeal along with SafeCoat primer, paint, and the other clear finishes, and the results have been dramatic. So if you check out our FAQs links page, you'll find the formaldehyde reduction report, and I highly recommend you check that out to see what we're talking about. Well, I think I'll end here. I hope this short talk was helpful. Please let me know what you think. I do truly appreciate the feedback. If you have a topic you'd like to hear me cover, please write me at jwatts@afmsafecoat.com. Until next time, everyone, take care of one another.